Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
In the grand scheme of things, there are events that we consider so highly unlikely. We refer to them as some kind of threshold of insanity, such as the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl. It'll never happen in my lifetime. It'll never happen in anyone's lifetime. It just ain't going to happen. So using that as a standard is like saying something so far off the charts. So if you listen very carefully right now, you can actually hear the sound of the devil ice skating because it's frozen down there. Why do I say it's frozen down there? U.S. car insurers are to refund drivers who are stuck at home. The insurance companies are just deciding to give money back to the insureds. Right now, I'm thinking about running down to, if I could, to a sports book, putting some money on those Lions. They're looking spunky this year. They haven't played yet. They haven't practiced yet. But crazier things have happened. So this is from the BBC. Several people sent this to me, and of course, everyone knew I'd get a chuckle out of this. A major car insurer in the U.S. is refunding millions of dollars to customers stuck at home during lockdowns. Allstate, country's fourth biggest car insurance company, said it's going to give back $600 million in total to customers. That's $600 million, or as pointed out by the BBC, £490 million. Another insurer has decided to jump on the bandwagon. American Family Mutual is going to send out $200 million. And both have seen a dramatic drop in accident claims as residents are driving less for obvious reasons. So the refunds come at a good time with millions of households suffering financially from lockdowns across the country. And I was talking about this, I forgot the context, but people were saying, why don't we get refunds on our car insurance because we're driving less? And it makes so much sense that the insurance companies realized they didn't do this willingly. They'd probably get forced to do it. And so actually, when I say the bit about it being frozen to the point where Satan himself is ice skating, no, there's actually a reason for this. And the point is that the insurance companies in most states are regulated on a variety of things, including how much they're allowed to charge versus how much they pay out. And so if there comes a point in time where one of those becomes lopsided, the regulators can step in and say, you know something, you're charging too much. And so what the insurance company has done here is a preemptive strike. They know that if they don't do this voluntarily, that state regulators might step in and do this piecemeal. And that could get worse because a regulator could step in and go, you know, that's not enough money. But if they do it on their own, the regulator's going to go, they did it on their own. And quite frankly, got other things to worry about right now. So the interesting point is how many other insurance companies are going to see this logic and follow it. Allstate will be paying customers back in two ways. Drivers who are in a shutdown setting will receive refunds, while most customers will be given a 15% discount on monthly premiums for April and May. The discounts will apply to 18 million customers. And I would assume that if the situation ran much longer, that they would then consider, June and July. But they haven't said that. They've simply said April and May. Tom Wilson, who's the chief executive at Allstate, said, this is fair because less driving means fewer accidents. Good point. Data shows driving mileage is down between 35 and 40% across the board. 35 and 40%. American Family Mutual said it would be making a one-time payment to all customers. They are driving less and experiencing fewer claims. Because of these results, they deserve premium relief. And that's Talisa Yancey, who is their chief operating officer over there at American Family. The insurer, American Family, operates in 19 U.S. states. They estimate that policyholders drove 40% fewer miles in the last 3 months, the last 3 weeks of March. And I have to tell you, American Family doesn't ring a bell. They might not operate in Michigan. Paul Newsom, who's an analyst at investment bank Piper Sandler, said there are very few silver linings out there, but auto insurance companies are definitely one of them. Okay. Again, a sentence I never thought I'd hear somebody say with a straight face who wasn't a lobbyist for the insurance industry. There are very few silver linings out there, but auto insurance companies are definitely one of them. I didn't think it's possible, but here we are. The refunds could put pressure on other car insurers globally to make refunds due to a drop in driving, particularly due to commuters now working from home. Quieter roads are likely to lead to fewer accidents and subsequent claims. And like I said, if they don't do it voluntarily, there are going to be regulators in many states who are going to step up and say, you know something, guys, you don't just get a windfall here. You got to do something to adjust. Because remember, most people, when you go in and you apply for insurance, whether it's virtually online or with an agent or over the phone, whatever, when you're talking to them, you say, I want insurance. They go, what type of vehicle is it? Where do you live? And they pull your driving information. And then they ask you, how far do you drive? And I've been asked, for instance, like, where is your office? Where do you live? They do the math on that. They'll also say, like, roughly how many miles do you think you drive in a year? And you know, the question is how those estimates are accurate or not. Who knows? But the point is that if you say, hey, look, I live here, my office is 50 miles here, they're going to assume a lot of driving. And if you say, no, I work from home, they're going to assume less driving. But many people answered the question truthfully, I commute, who are now working from home. So if they had applied for insurance today, presumably they'd get that lower rate. And so I think another thing that could happen if they didn't do this is a lot of people would have been in a position to call their insurance company and go, look, I want a reduction in my rates. I'm driving less. And I can assure you it's going to happen for the time, you know, foreseeable future. And if the insurance company said no, you say, okay, hang up the phone, shop around, and find an insurance company who will rate you based on how far you're driving today. So that's the silver lining out there from Paul Newsom, the analyst at an investment bank. It's not clear yet whether travel insurers might follow suit on annual policies, given that fewer people are traveling overseas. You know, they said fewer miles above, they got that right, but then they said less people down below. So I hate to be a picky person about those kinds of things, but that was the BBC, and they usually get the use of the English language correct. just joking. It's one of those things that I you know, once you know the difference between fewer and less, it does hit your ear funny. But I'm not going to quibble about that. The point is that Allstate and at least one other insurance company have announced they're going to refund some premiums back to people because you're driving less. And I, as the Nostradamus in the room, I'm everything in this room because I'm the only person in this room. As the Nostradamus here, I'm going to predict other insurers will follow suit because they pretty much have to. If they don't, the regulating agencies are going to step in and say, guys, you don't get the windfall. Got to give some of that money back. So we'll follow this. And of course, I will update you as necessary. Questions or comments, you can put them below. Otherwise, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Live in the moment. It's all you've got.